Hey, if you want to save more money, maybe you want to pay off debt, maybe you want to reduce financial stress in your life, I am very excited to announce the release of our spring workshop coming up on April 23rd. Now, in this free workshop, we're going to walk you through step-by-step on how we've been personally able to help thousands of people save and pay off tens of millions of dollars. And these are normal people making normal incomes just like you and I. So if they can do it, you can do it too. If you'd like to sign up, head over to debtfreedad.com, click on the green button at the top of the page, and I can't wait to see you at our spring workshop.
This past week, we had an unexpected tragedy with a family member of our podcast team. We want to thank you for listening to the Debt-Free Dad podcast and let you know that we will be taking a short 3 to 4 week break from releasing new podcast episodes. Over the next few weeks, we will be replaying some of our most listened to episodes. We appreciate you and look forward to releasing new content soon. Thank you for your understanding during this difficult time.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode number 132 of the Debt-Free Dad podcast. So we talk about financial stress a lot on this podcast. But right now, financial stress is at an all-time high with inflation and rising prices. And today, we just want to share some tips to hopefully help you reduce some financial stress right now and also hopefully encourage you to start taking some action. So eventually, I think the goal would be that financial stress can be a thing of the past for you. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the Debt-Free Dad podcast, where we're helping normal everyday people learn how to save money and kick debt so they can live a happier and stress-free life. Now here's your host, Debt-Free Dad, Brad Nelson.
Hey, how is everyone doing today? You can find me on Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram. Just search Brad Nelson, Debt Free Dad. And as always, glad you guys are a part of today's show. Welcome, welcome. And remember to get all the resources, show notes, and links for today's show, head over to balancedcents.com/132. That's balancedcents.com/132. So today we're talking about, at least in my mind, probably one of the most important reasons on why you want to start working on your finances is ultimately to reduce financial stress and worry. And we have talked in great lengths on this podcast, and we will continue to, because it is an ongoing problem. It is a problem that's not going away. And it is interesting to see how, you know, we went through COVID, now we're going through inflation, and the stress levels are just continuing to climb, you know, and we want to bring notice to this because it doesn't have to be this way, right? Now, is it going to be some hard work to change? Is it going to, you know, is it going to be some sacrifice? Are you going to have to do some things different? Are you going to have to think different? Yeah. Yeah, there's no question about it. You totally are. But we want to let normal everyday people that are out there that have a job, that are working hard, that you don't have to live that way. You can make some different choices. You can do some different things. And yes, even during times like this, when prices are as high as they are, we still have people in Roots Personal Finance that are continuously making fantastic progress. And we have those stories featured on this podcast all the time. But I want to share some recent data. According to valuepenguin.com, money is the leading cause of stress as of right now. And check this out. It is 3 times that the amount of work, which came in second. So right now, looking at this graphic, Americans' top sources of stress, money is 32% out of all the people that they surveyed. It's the top one. And work came in second at 11. 3 times the amount of the second place winner. That is, I guess it doesn't surprise me. It's just, when you start to see these numbers like this, it's like, okay, to me, I'm thinking, what is going to be the wake-up call for some of you out there? What's it going to take to like stand up and say, okay, we need to do some things different because we are just living crisis to crisis. We're living one stress to the next stress. You know, at what point do you say, okay, we need to start figuring this stuff out, right? Because what I don't want people to do is wait too long like I did and you have to foreclose on your house. That's not fun. Or going through a bankruptcy. or having to take the extremes of trying to get yourself out of debt. Those situations aren't fun. But sadly, that's when we see a lot of people start to ask for help, is when the situation has gotten so bad that they don't really know what to do anymore and they're out of options, right? It's hard to come back from something like that. Whereas opposed to if you come back and you're able to start working on some of the stuff right now, man, it's not going to be nearly as hard. When we look at some other data, and we included Canada in here for Amber.
I have some too, Brad.
Oh, do you? Awesome. The 2022 FP Canada Financial Stress Index reveals that for the fifth time, Canadians say money is their biggest source of stress. Again, very much in line. You know, here in the United States, they were 32%. Canada's 38%. And they're nearly twice as much as personal health, work, or relationships. So again, different country, different things going on. I was going to go to the great lengths of going into Europe and Australia, but, you know, I think we'd find similar data, you know, that's suggesting it's not just here in the United States. This is going on all over the world right now.
Definitely. And CBC.ca issued an article on June 13th, and they stated that one in four homeowners said that if our interest rates go up anymore, they're going to have to sell their homes.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the inflation, the interest rates are going up. And additionally, close to half are indebted of our indebted Canadians say that debt impacts their mental health. And almost 50% of Canadians say they would struggle to handle surprise expenses.
Yeah.
Yep. That's high.
It's very high. It's very high. And those numbers, I hope, and again, you hate to see this happen. You know, we've been doing this for 6 years. And, you know, I started this business when things were going good. You know, the economy is doing great. You know, consumer confidence is up. And, you know, here I am. I'm, you know, screaming from the mountaintops like, you guys got to pay attention to some of this stuff. You guys got to work on some of this stuff. And it's sad to see. But again, I learned the lesson in my own life. You know, sometimes you got to hit rock bottom before you're willing to work your way up. You know, and it's sad to see, though, because it is so avoidable. You know, it is so avoidable. You don't have to. And again, it's not to say that we're trying to say on this podcast or any of the content that we present, like it's like that life is going to always be easy. I mean, life still is hard because you're debt free. I mean, you're still going to go through challenging and times that are going to be stressful. There's no question about that. But it doesn't have to be nearly as stressful as it is right now. Like if you're thinking about like, if I got like $1,000 bill, you know, Amber, you just kind of mentioned, what was the last statistic you mentioned about unexpected expenses?
That 50% of Canadians say they would struggle to handle a surprise expense.
Right. So very similar here in the United States. You know, it's a high percentage of people that say that they couldn't cover $1,000 emergency if one popped up right now. You know, so it's just, how can we get more and more people to start working on some of this stuff? And get yourself to a better situation. And the secret that we kind of just want to mention as we kind of get started is what are some of the keys to less financial stress and less worry? I think the first thing is, is you've got to make a commitment to work on your finances in good times and in bad, right? And ultimately, you got to stop being lazy. And I'm not trying to be, you know what? I'm not going to say that. I am going to be kind of mean about it. I am going to be kind of rude about it. You got to stop being lazy about this stuff. You got to stop putting it off to, you know, we'll worry about that later. No, your finances need to be one of the top priorities in your life. And it's not that money is the most important thing, but it's what it's going to allow you to make the most important things and prioritize because you have control over your finances is what makes it so important. When you see people stressed out this much, they're worried this much, they're freaking out this much, and it's affecting so many different areas of your life, this is why you need to stop being lazy with your finances. And what we find is that too many people are only willing to work on their finances when there's a crisis, and too many people live crisis to crisis. And you can't just put in the work when times are bad. You've got to stop playing defense all the time, and you eventually have got to get yourself to the point where you're able to start playing some offense. That way, when the storms come in the future, you've got a better plan for them, and you're able to sustain and withstand that storm without as much stress and financial worry as a lot of other people are going through that are living paycheck to paycheck.
Well, and I think, you know, the reality is if you look throughout, you know, the history, especially over the last 40 or 50 years, nobody right now should be surprised that, you know, we're in this sort of crisis that we're in. You know, it's happened over and over again. We've gone through recessions. We've gone through inflation. We've gone through recessions. We've gone through inflation. And it's like exactly what you said. for the people who make it through it and they survive, they go, whew, and they go right back to their old ways.
Yep.
Until the next crisis happens. And then we're all angry and mad and looking for everyone to blame. And it's like, if you work on your finances, you need to prepare yourself for the next recession. It's going to happen again. You know, it's just a matter of time. So if you make it through this, and when you make it through this and you say, thank God we made it through, like, it's just a matter of time before you're right back doing the exact same thing and stressing and worrying and all of that. You've got to prepare for the unexpected. But this is not unexpected. This to me is like brakes on your car. They're going to go bad. Recessions and the economy is going to take a hit. I mean, that's why when we talk about investing, or you invest for the long haul over 30, 40, 50 years, you don't invest for 5 years thinking you're going to make a ton of money. Right. You got to invest for the long haul. So it's the same thing. You got to be planning for this because we're going to go through this again.
Right. And you're bringing up, excuse me. And I totally agree. It's like every 10 years, you know, something's coming up. You know, you look at 2008, 2009, 2010, that was when the housing happened. Then we got 10 years later, right around there, right? Here's Corona. And then now we've got inflation right behind it. You know, and it seems like it's always on this, you know, every 10 years or so. You know, if you look at history, you know, it's out there. And Ryan, you bring up a good point, you know, about these big things, but it's also, it's the personal life storms you're going to go through too that you need to be prepared for. You know, you're going to get sick. I can't tell you how many people I work with that said, you know, we were doing good until I got sick, my partner got sick, and then all of a sudden it seems like everything, the house of cards that we had built just started to fall, right? Because they weren't really working on any of this stuff. And now because of this event, they're like, okay, now we got to take this stuff seriously again, right? I mean, personal life storms, global, countrywide life storms, all this stuff is going to be hitting you at some point. And there's no avoiding it. At some point, it's going to show up on your doorstep. So you've got to get in the habit of making your finances a priority on a regular daily basis, weekly basis, monthly basis, and working towards some really good tangible financial goals if you want to improve. Because if you're just winging it, man, good luck. It ain't going to go well. I promise you, it's not. The other thing is that you also have to have a long-term financial plan and create some really good attainable goals that you want to have, right? So what are some short-term and long-term goals that you want to reach? I love this quote. I'm going to share this real quick with you guys from the movie One Crazy Summer. This is back, Ryan, this is 80s, right? Was it 80s?
Oh, yeah.
Had him in 80s, yeah. John Cusack, right? But I love this quote. I'm going to play this audio clip real quick.
When there's no plan, there's no attack. And no attack, there's no victory.
That's right. So if you think about it, most people don't really have much of a plan with their finances. And just like that quote said, when there is no plan, there is absolutely no financial attack. And when there's no financial attack, there is no financial victory. It is, again, that crisis to crisis living. And you need to kind of work on for yourself, for your family. Like, okay, what does financial freedom mean to us? What does that really mean? What does that look like to us? What would we need to have in place to have and say that we feel, not what everybody else feels, but what we feel as a family? And what we feel as, whether you're a couple or even if you're single, like, what does financial freedom mean to you? You really need to take time and kind of define what that means and then devise a plan that's going to help you start working towards that. If you don't have that, you are going to be constantly struggling with your finances. And this is probably the area that I see most people struggling with the most, is that they don't really have any short-term or long-term goals that they're working towards. So a lot of their spending is very emotional. Right? They're always going after the latest and greatest or whatever is emotionally pulling them for that day. They had a bad day at work, so they go shop because they're emotional. You know, whatever it might be, right? They overspend during the holidays. I mean, it's just this careless and mindless spending because of a lack of a good plan, right? So the beautiful thing about having a plan is that as your confidence grows, the stress levels that you have, and why a plan is so important, the stress levels that you have are going to slowly go away. Because by taking action, getting results, better results than you're getting right now, that creates good financial confidence, which only makes you want to do it and keep going more and more, which eventually creates a secret little thing that we like to talk about is momentum, right? And the more momentum you start getting on your side, the faster the results get, the less stress levels you'll have because you're actually making constant progress with improving your finances. The next one is, this is a good one. You really have got to get in the habit of not listening to broke friends, family, and coworkers. And this one's going to be really hard, but you really have to make an effort to turn off the news and to reduce social media. If you're feeling super stressed out about what's going on in the world right now, especially as it relates to inflation and rising costs, and again, I get you might be saying, well, Brad, there's no escaping it. You are absolutely right. There isn't. Like, if you go to the grocery store, if you're ordering something, if you're buying something, if you're at the gas pump, like, you can't escape it. It's right there. It's right there, right? You can't escape. But what you can do is cut out all of the noise that's going with it. That's reinforcing your fears. That's probably even making your fears worse, right? By listening to the news and watching the articles or diving into social media and seeing what other people have to say or hearing what they're afraid of and participating in a lot of those conversations, right? The more and more of that stuff that you're surrounding yourself with, you're going to send yourself into this financial stress frenzy on a constant basis. That's only going to stress you out more and more, right? So one thing you'll learn as you work on your finances, which I hope you begin to do, is one thing that you're going to learn is you're going to have to ignore almost everything that's going on around you as far as your friends and family, their opinions, what the world thinks, right? I mean, you're going to have to really ignore it.
You're not wrong, because it's really hard to differentiate who's doing good, who's financially stable, and who's broke. You can't tell, because a lot of us buy all this stuff and we look like we're doing really good, but in the end, a lot of us really aren't.
Yep.
So it's hard. So it's better just to ignore it altogether.
Yep. And you have to create this filter. You have to put on these blinders in your life, because I tell you, it will distract you. It will keep you stuck, and it will put you right back to where you started every single time. And this is probably one of the things that was probably the hardest for me is separating my finances, how I manage my finances, from what popular thinking and society said about how to do it. And you know, it's amazing to me how many people spoke badly about that, made fun of me for it. But it's one of the best things that ever helped me get out of debt was just to ignore the noise. And I was going to go down this road less traveled. And because I did, I now get to experience a financial life that most people don't, because I was willing to make some different choices, as have Amber and as have Ryan. And it's not that there's this big secret out there. It's just that we've separated ourselves from what popular society is doing with finances, which is keeping most people broke. And we were willing to stand up and just do some things differently and take the hits and the snarky comments and push forward. And here we are now teaching and helping thousands of other people do it. It's amazing, right? So separating yourself from the negative information that's out there, whether it be on what's going on in the world, personal finance, what your friends and family think, it's going to be one of the best things that you ever do for yourself. And again, I get that you can't escape everything that's happening right now, and that's not what this is about. This is about just limiting your exposure to that constant negative information that's out there and keeping yourself down. And that leads us to, you know, focusing on more positive information. Hey, if you're listening to this podcast, you're one of those people already. You know, you're listening to information that's proactive information that wants to help you, that wants to get you out of your financial funk, that wants to help you reduce your financial stress. That's huge, right? Most people are just hearing information about how bad everything is. You're actually listening to information that's going to help you improve your finances, ultimately improving your life. And that leads us to really getting yourself more educated, right? So you've got to stop using the excuse, and we've talked about this comment or this quote on a past podcast episode, but this whole idea of, or attitude of, I don't know how or what to do to fix my finances, so I'm just not going to do it. You have to stop using that as an excuse to stay stuck, because the reality is that there is so much information out there. You're listening to some of it right here on this podcast. We obviously have our website over at DeffreyDadBalanceSense.com or TheRealDeffreyDad.com. Tons of resources and information, over 130 plus episodes now of this podcast. We've got free workshops. We've got Roots, which is our paid membership program. Like, there literally is no excuse The information, the education, the support, the accountability, everything is out there for you to start making the progress that you want to make and helping you improve the life that you want. You just got to start doing it.
Well, and I don't know what to do. You're playing the victim card, right? It's like, I don't know what to do. Therefore I won't do anything and I'll feel okay about not doing anything because I don't know what to do. Even though if I sat next to you, I could probably pull up 1,000 websites in 3 seconds that'll show you what to do.
Right.
So I think I've been here, you know, I get it. I have no idea how to do this stuff. And so then you kind of make yourself feel better to not do anything. But I totally agree. I mean, the stuff we talk about and teach is not like, right. We don't have some revolutionary get out of debt in 2 days or 3 weeks or 1 month plan that's going to totally change. You know, we're not some infomercial that's selling you, you know, some kind of great way to do it. I don't know what to do is just the classic mode of defense to kind of make you okay to not have action.
Right.
I see your point where it's an excuse, but at the same time, it could be that overwhelming feeling of, I just don't know where to start. Yep. Like, it's like you walk into a dirty house and you're like, oh my gosh, I don't even know where to start. I'm just going to leave it dirty.
Right.
it's true. So yep. It's just easier just to leave it.
It is.
And just yes. Keep going. Yes.
Totally. So true.
Sometimes it's just that overwhelming feeling. It's not so much, I don't know what to do. It's I don't know what thing to start with.
Okay. So I'm going to totally piggyback on what you just said, Amber, because you've gone through roots. What happened in that helped you get to where you are? Because you guys saved and paid off over $50,000 in 22 months or 20 months, something like that. Because people are, I agree with you. People will get on the internet. They'll do their searches. They'll find the billions of pages on how to get out of debt, right? Or go on YouTube or whatever it might be. They'll find some of that information. But once they start, it's like you said, they get that overwhelm, right? So as you went throughout Roots, what did that give you to help you reduce that overwhelm when you got started?
Well, one of the main things was paying for it, because then I felt like, shit, I need to do this.
Yeah.
Because I'm invested now. But it was just broken up in such a way that it was so easy. There was tiny little easy chunks to get it done.
Right.
So I just did the first thing that I was told to do. And that's what we did. And we watched it together and we did the thing. And then the next week, okay, let's do the next thing.
Yep.
And it's that step-by-step easy process that allowed us to just get it done. And we did it so fast once we started going.
Yeah. So it's almost like Brad reached through your screen and held your hand through the entire process, right?
Exactly.
Exactly. A lot of people ask, well, Brad, like, what is debt-free debt? That is it, right? That is it. It's not that the information isn't out there. It's to walk you through it step by step, holding your hand so that you know exactly what to do and how to do it, which is going to help you reduce financial stress that much faster and frustration in getting started. That is what we do. That's the magic behind everything we do here and all the results that we've been getting. It's unbelievable. The other thing too is you got to understand, like, a lot of people might use the excuse, well, right now it's just not as a good time because everything is so bad. I'm going to wait until prices come down and things settle down, or, you know, things are just way too stressful right now for me to really do anything right now. I'm here to tell you, you are doing yourself a disservice if you have that attitude. Right now, there is no better time to get started than right now. You can still make tremendous progress with your finances, even during a difficult time. And I know, because I was one of those people, and the last, not COVID, that was the, well, that's still kind of going on. Is that still going on? I don't know.
Is it still going on?
I don't know. What's going on?
Monkeypox, maybe.
If you go back, right. If you go back to, like, you know, again, the housing crash, that for me was my lowest of lows. Lost our house, couldn't afford our bills, I was broke, had a 2-year-old son. And I could have easily said, well, now is not the right time for me to start working on some of this stuff. No, I used it as an opportunity of saying, I don't ever want to feel like this ever again. I don't ever want my family to ever have to go through something like this ever again. So I took that experience and I used it to catapult me out of that situation to hopefully set ourselves up to where we don't ever have to go back to that again. And all I did is I just took massive action. I educated myself. I would listen to anything I could about personal finance from anybody just to start getting an understanding of what I'm supposed to be doing. And I was willing to start doing things that a lot of people weren't willing to do. And because of that, I was able to get to a place where most people aren't able to get. And you can too. Like, there's nothing stopping anybody, whether you're here in the United States, in Canada, wherever you are in the world, like, there's nothing stopping you. The only thing that's stopping you is just inaction at this point. And can you just share real quick? Because, I mean, that was my breaking point. Was there any sort of breaking point for you where you guys just said enough is enough?
I think for us, it was, we moved away and we moved, kind of to be on our own. And doing that was awesome. Now that we look back at it. But we bought more house than we could have. It was, try to prove to everybody that we were successful and, we had nice house and all these things. But we were working like crazy to pay for it. My wife was in real estate, working crazy hours. I mean, leaving later in the morning, not getting home till late at night. We barely seen each other. And it was just like, what are we doing all this for? I mean, it was like, get to the point where, if like we're going to continue this, I mean, there's a good chance where we're probably going to end up going our separate ways at some point. Cause it's like, this is like, I was in some ways raising the kids on my own at night because she was never home. And then when I wasn't home, she, it was just totally like, we were just kind of roommates at that point.
Right.
And it was just us kind of going like, is this really what we want for ourselves? Is this what we want to do? And so, we had always toyed about like, hey, we should pay off debt, but it really wasn't until that point. And I think we just reached the point where it was like, we took a leap and sold that house and downsized. And the second we did, and it took a much less payment, it's when my wife was like, yeah, I don't want to do real estate anymore. I don't want to do that. And that's what it's like, set ourselves up from that point forward. That was really for us, I don't want to say the breaking point, but that was like the decision that catapulted us to getting out of debt.
Yeah. And I think for us, it was more, we were renting off of a family member and we weren't getting anywhere in life and we just needed a change. We needed, we were arguing about money and we just needed something to give and, change our lives.
Yep. So you guys got to look for it. Right now can be that opportunity for you guys. It can be like, hey, we don't want to be in this situation anymore. We don't want to have to worry every time something comes up, whether it's, something personally or something out of our control, like inflation. We just want a good plan that we can follow. We just want less financial stress. All the opportunities are there. You just got to start taking action. Hey, if you love planners, this is for you. But you know why planners frustrate me, though? Because they only get it half right. Now, sure, they're really fancy at helping you manage your time, which is really important. But where they get it wrong is money. Most planners don't include any financial planning. Things like keeping track of paydays, bills and due dates, spending, yearly expenses, budgets, cash flow planning, debt elimination plans, goal planning. And that's a real pain. Then you've got to go and create your own. And who's got time for all of that? So instead, what happens? Nothing. We ignore our finances even more and things only get worse. Well, that all ends right now, today. I am so excited to announce the release of our brand new, totally awesome Debt Freedom Planner. Now, before you say, Brad, I've already got a planner. Well, this is not your ordinary day planner. This Debt Freedom Planner is a companion tool that works with your day planner to help you save more money, pay off more debt, and melt away financial stress. This is literally the tool that we've all been waiting for that works with your planner to help you take control of your money. So head on over to therealdebtfreedad.com. Click on the Debt Freedom Planner in the menu to get all the details to order your very own Debt Freedom Planner today. All right, we are back, and we are going to do Amber's Canadian word of the day. We need to probably get a little jingle for this.
I don't know how many words I can find.
I don't know, but I think we can find enough to maybe create a jingle.
All right, this one might be easy. It's pencil crayon.
Pencil crayon? Did you say crayon?
Pencil crayon.
Crayon.
Do I have an accent?
Is that like a coloring, like to color with?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, I got it.
Yeah, it's a pencil. It's a colored pencil.
It's a colored pencil.
Colored pencil.
Yeah.
I was thinking of like a crayon.
No, because it's a pencil crayon.
Pencil crayon. Like,
oh, okay.
There's
okay.
Crayon and then there's pencil crayon. I love how he loves the way I say crayon.
Yeah, there's only colored pencils and crayons. Yeah. There's not.
It's a pencil crayon. It's one thing.
Hold on. Can you just say crayon one more time?
Crayon.
I wish I had kids because I would totally confuse the teachers. Yeah, I got them the pencil crayons. What? That's not on the list. Yeah, it is.
That's a good one. Pencil crayon. All right, let's do some celebrations.
Hey, what's this I see? I thought this was a party. Let's dance!
All right, that's how it means it's time for the celebrations of the show. And today we're kicking it off with Dalen McCoy. Dalen says, I got a refund back on an old debt payoff, successfully pulled off graduation for our daughter without having to borrow money. I was able to sell an old tractor via Facebook Marketplace for $1,200, more than I needed, and I'm applying some of that to the debt snowball. So grateful. Dalen, those are awesome wins. Congratulations. Way to take action.
Tasha Peterson completed my budget this week and figured out how to make an extra $400 that was short on us. Oh, well.
Awesome. Tasha, that is one of the benefits of having a budget. You know, if you know you're going to be short, rather than wait for that storm to arrive and you know it's coming, like, just make a plan. Let's figure out how we're going to make that work. So awesome job, Tasha.
Brenda Philauer, I paid $2,500 or $22,580 in debt last month and hoping to pay off $1,300 more here soon. My thinking has been changing. For now, I want to pay off most of my debt by next year, if not all. My stress level is going down and my excitement level is going crazy with each bill paid off. Thank you, Brad, for this program. It is truly amazing. The groups are wonderful and so helpful.
Yeah, that is awesome, Brenda. By the way, you guys remember that type of excitement when you just pay off that debt, how exciting it was to see those balances go down? I could feel it. Yeah. I can feel it for Brenda. Brenda, it's such an awesome place to be. I'm so happy for you. That's so cool. That's so cool. And Rositis paid off another credit card slowly but surely. Awesome. And congratulations to you.
Brandy Butler, this week we paid off our upcoming vacation in cash. She got a $2.53 raise, worked 4 hours of overtime. And next week, my husband and I will be both get a $1,000 bonus just in time for our anniversary vacation in Florida.
That was awesome, Brandy. Congratulations to you and congratulations to all of you who are working so hard. As a reminder, if you're just getting started with our podcast or maybe you've been listening for some time and you're interested in how you can get started on the road to a financial freedom, you want the Cliff Notes version, visit our website at balancesense.com and sign up for my free Life Without Payments workshop where I'm going to show you the first steps that have helped tens of thousands of people over the years, just like you and I, kick financial stress and worry for good. And thanks for hanging out with us here today. We love your feedback, and it also helps us grow our podcast. So please leave us an honest review. We read every single one of those. And as you guys know, the Debt-Free Dad podcast is here to help you live a happier and stress-free financial life. So if you know someone who could benefit from our show, please give us a share. We appreciate you, and we will see you guys on an upcoming episode. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Debt-Free Dad podcast. For more free resources to kick debt and financial stress, head over to therealdebtfreedad.com.